Beneath them was a bank covered with coarse grass, torn everywhere by the upheavals of fallen trees, scattered with decaying coconuts and palm saplings. Behind this was the darkness of the forest proper and the open space of the scar. Ralph stood, one hand against a gray trunk, and screwed up his eyes against the shimmering water. Out there, perhaps a mile away, the white surf flinked on a coral reef, and beyond that, the open sea was dark blue. Within the irregular arc of coral, the lagoon was still as a mountain lake, blue of all shades and shadowy green and purple. The beach between the palm terrace and the water was a thin stick, endless apparently, for to Ralph's left the perspectives of palm and beach and water drew to a point at infinity, and always, almost visible, was the heat. He jumped down from the terrace. The sand was thick over his black shoes, and the heat hit him. He became conscious of the weight of clothes, kicked his shoes off fiercely, and ripped off each stocking with its elastic garter in a single movement. Then he leapt back on the terrace, pulled off his shirt, and stood there among the skull-like coconuts with green shadows from the palms and the forest sliding over his skin. He undid the snake clasp of his belt, lugged off his shorts and pants, and stood there naked, looking at the dazzling beach and the water. He was old enough, 12 years and a few months, to have lost the prominent tummy of childhood, and not yet old enough for adolescence to have made him awkward. You could see now that he might make a boxer, as far as width and heaviness of shoulders went, but there was a mildness about his mouth and eyes that proclaimed no devil. He patted the palm trunk softly, and, forced at last to believe in the reality of the island, laughed delightedly again and stood on his head. He turned neatly onto his feet, jumped down to the beach, knelt and swept a double armful of sand into a pile against his chest. Then he sat back and looked at the water with pride-excited eyes.
Ralph seems pretty happy for a guy who just crash-landed on a deserted island and has no idea how he's going to survive or get home. But I guess it must seem like a pretty great adventure. Back on page 8, the narrator said that the delight of a realized ambition came over him. In other words, it was a dream come true. Stranded, with a beautiful island to explore, and no adults to tell you what to do. I wonder how long he'll feel that way. I was also wondering what a lagoon was. You can pretty much figure it out from the way it's described. It's the water inside the coral reef, and it's really calm. So I'm guessing a lagoon is a body of water that is part of the ocean, but protected by some kind of barrier like the reef. Let's read on. Pick up where it says, Ralph, at the bottom of page 10.
Ralph? The fat boy lowered himself over the terrace and sat down carefully, using the edge as a seat. I'm sorry I've been such a time. Them fruit